Alright, let's build a jungle bass wobble that actually behaves inside the mix, not just in solo. In this lesson, we're making a bass idea feel controlled, musical and properly arranged in Ableton Live 12. If you've ever made a bass sound huge on its own, then hit play with drums and suddenly it turns into mud, this lesson is for you. In drum and bass, especially jungle and roller styles, bass is not just a sound, it's part of the groove. It has to lock with a kick and snare, leave space when the drums need to speak, and still keep enough movement to feel alive. So the big idea here is simple. Keep the sub solid, keep the wobble controlled, and arrange the bass in phrases so it tells a story over 16 or 32 bars. Let's start with the foundation. Create a MIDI track and load Waveedable. Pick something simple, like a saw or square bass patch, or use a preset and strip it back. You want a focused bass tone, not a huge wall of sound. Keep the voicing mono if you can, and don't go crazy with unison. One or two voices is plenty for now. The low end needs to stay stable and centered so the drums can hit clean. For the MIDI, keep it basic at first. Use just one or two notes in the root key. If you're working in F minor, for example, try F, Eb, or maybe F and C. We're not trying to write a full melody yet. We're building a groove element. Now here's a really important production move. Split the sub from the movement. Make a second MIDI track and load operator. Set it to a sine wave. This is your clean sub layer. Keep it mono. Keep the envelope short and clean, and don't add a long tail. The sub should just hold down the foundation. If the sub sounds exciting on its own, it's probably doing too much. On the Waveedable layer, use a Q8 and high pass it somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz, by ear. That way the low end lives in the sub track, and the wobble track can focus on character and motion. This separation is a huge part of getting drum and bass lines to work. Sub is weight, mid-bass is attitude. Now let's make the wobble move. On the Waveedable track, drop an auto filter after the instrument. Use a low pass filter and automate the cutoff. A nice starting range is somewhere between about 200 Hz and 2 to 5 kHz, depending on the sound. Keep resonance moderate, not extreme. If it gets too peaky, it starts sounding like a whistle instead of a groove. For a beginner-friendly wobble, automate the cutoff in simple phrases, like one bar or two bars at a time. Open it up in one part, close it slightly in another, then change the movement every few bars so it doesn't feel static. You can draw this automation manually, or you can use longer MIDI notes and let the filter motion do the rhythmic work. The goal is not random movement, the goal is timed energy. In jungle and DNB, that filter movement creates tension and release that works with the drums. Next, add a little grit. Put saturator after the filter on the wobble layer. Start with just a few dB of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. Then trim the output so you're matching the bypassed level. That way you're hearing the tone change, not just a loudness jump. If the sound gets too sharp, follow it with EQ8 and gently tame harshness in the upper mids, maybe around 2.5 to 5 kHz. The idea is to bring out harmonics and make the bass speak on smaller speakers, but still keep it controlled. In darker jungle or rollers, a second light saturation stage can be nice, but always keep it subtle. Too much distortion too early and the bass turns to mush once the drums come in. Now program the rhythm like a drum part. This is where a lot of beginners go wrong. They just hold one note for two bars and wonder why it feels boring. Think in phrases instead. Try a simple pattern where the bass hits on the downbeat, answers on the offbeat, leaves space for the snare, and then comes back with a pickup. A really solid beginner shape is long note, short response note, rest, then another hit before the next bar. Let the rests do work. In DNB, silence can be heavier than another note. The groove feels stronger when the bass leaves room for the break to breathe. If the loop feels too static, use a few classic movement tricks. Try call and response, where one note answers another. Try a short octave jump, then return to the root. Try syncopation, where the hit lands just before or after the expected beat. Or add ghost notes, tiny notes that imply movement without crowding the pattern. Now we shape the dynamics. Add compressor after the saturation on the wobble layer, or on a bass group if you've already layered things together. Start with a ratio around 2 to 4 to 1. Let the attack breathe a little, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, and keep the release somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds. You want to catch the peaks and smooth the shape, not squash the life out of it. If the bass feels too spiky, drum bass can help a little too. Use very light drive, maybe 1 to 4, and if the attack is too clicky, reduce transients slightly. But don't overdo the boom on a bass layer unless you really know why you want it. The point is control, not hype for the sake of hype. At this stage, group the sub and wobble tracks together. That makes the bass feel like one instrument, even though it's actually doing two different jobs. Keep the sub centered and mono. Keep the wobble high passed and maybe a little wider if you want, but don't go wild. Use utility to check mono compatibility and to keep the low end locked in. Then balance the levels. Bring the sub up until it feels solid. Add the wobble until you can hear the character, but not so much that it muddies the kick and snare. A good test is this. If you mute the drums and the bass sounds huge, that doesn't mean it's balanced. It might already be too loud. In drum and bass, headroom matters. Leave space so the drop can hit harder later. Now let's arrange the bass over 16 bars. This is where the sound becomes a track idea. Try this structure. Bars 1 to 4 are filtered and restrained, like an intro version. Bars 5 to 8 are the main drop, with more cutoff opening and more energy. Bars 9 to 12 give you a variation, maybe by removing one note or changing the rhythm. Bars 13 to 16 become a fill or turnaround before the loop repeats. Use automation to keep it alive. Open the filter over a few bars. Increase saturation a little in the drop. If your patch allows it, vary the wobble rate or modulation depth. And if you want a big impact, pull the bass down for a beat before a fill, then slam it back in. That tiny moment of absence can make the return feel massive. This is also where you decide whether the bass is a continuous roller style movement or a more stop-start jungle phrase. Either works. Just commit to one clear idea. Now check the relationship with the drums. Load your break or drum loop and listen in context. First, listen to the kick. Does it still have a clear front edge? If not, the bass may be too long, too loud, or too active in same moment. Then listen to the snare. If the snare feels buried, simplify the bass around beats 2 and 4 or leave more space around the snare hit. Then listen to the break transients. If the drums feel dull, the bass may have too much saturation in the mid-range. Use EQ8 on the bass group if needed. A small cut in the low mids, maybe around 200 to 400 Hz, can clean up boxiness. If the bass is getting harsh, tame some 2 to 5 kHz, but leave the sub alone unless there's a real problem. If you want the kick and bass to breathe together more cleanly, use a little sidechain compression from the kick to the bass group. Keep it subtle. Just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is often enough. You want space, not exaggerated pumping, unless that's the style you're going for. Here's a really useful coach tip. Think in layers of responsibility. One layer owns the sub pressure. One layer owns the character. An optional third layer can handle extra movement or ear candy. If one sound tries to do all three jobs, it usually gets messy fast. Also, use your ears on the kick first. Before you obsess over tone, make sure the kick still has a clean front edge. If the kick disappears, the bass is probably getting in the way. And here's another good habit. Keep the busy part high enough. If you want more energy, add motion in the mid-range instead of boosting the sub. More low-end movement does not always feel heavier. Sometimes it just makes the mix less stable. Now, for arrangement, don't just copy the same loop forever. Even if the pitch stays mostly the same, change the note lengths, the automation shape, or one small silence every few bars. In jungle and DNB, a bass line can feel fresh just by changing the rhythm or how it breathes. For example, bars 1 to 4 establish that idea, bars 5 to 8 repeat it with one small change, bars 9 to 12 remove something, and bars 13 to 16 bring it back with a fill. That kind of editing is what makes the bass feel like it belongs in a real tune, not just a loop. A really strong beginner move is to resample once the idea is working. Print the bass with resampler or bounce it to audio, then chop it up. That lets you make tiny edits, reverse attacks, shorten pickup notes, or create little turnaround moments. Audio editing is a huge part of that classic jungle feel. So to recap the core process, make a clean mono sub in Operator, make a wobble layer in Waveedable, high pass the wobble, automate the filter for movement, add saturation carefully, shape it with compression, group the layers, and arrange the part in clear 4-bar phrases. Keep the drums in mind the whole time. The best jungle bass lines are heavy, focused, and deliberately edited. For your practice, make a 2-bar bass phrase using only 2 or 3 notes. Add filter automation to the wobble layer. Add a little saturation. Group the bass, check it in mono, then copy it into a 16-bar loop. Change one detail every 4 bars, like filter position, note length, or a short rest. Then listen with drums and fix anything that fights the kick or snare. If you want a challenge, make bar 8 or bar 16 feel like a turnaround without adding any new sounds. Just use arrangement, automation, and space. That's the move. Think like a jungle producer. Control the low end, make movement on purpose, and let the bass groove with the drums instead of trying to bully them. That's how you get a wobble that feels controlled, musical, and ready for a real DNB drop.